Tracy let 30 minutes pass before heading back to Germantown family. As she walked from the main waiting area down the narrow hallway to Brian's office, she debated in her head as to whether or not she should tell him she'd nearly mowed Lizette down on the street on purpose. She decided against it. Why waste time talking about that when there was the big issue she needed to discuss? "We can keep talking now," Tracy announced as she entered his office, shutting the door behind her. Brian looked up from the files on his desk. "I told you I'd talk with you later." She planted her bottom in the chair in front of his desk and stared at him without blinking. As far as she was concerned, they were going to get to the bottom of things right there in his office, no matter what happened. She would not allow them to get into a full-on fight at home with the kids. The thought brought back flashbacks of being 9 years old, huddled in her rickety twin bed with the lights out, afraid she would wet the bed, but too scared to tiptoe into the hallway and go to the bathroom. Her stomach always twisted in knots back then when she heard Alice and Purnell cursing and yelling at each other like they hated each other. Not in the Joneses' house, no way. "I didn't like the tone you used when you hung up," Tracy reprimanded Brian, gritting her teeth. "Now you tell me about you and Lizette." "What do you want me to tell you?" "The truth." She gazed long and hard at their family Christmas picture in the silver frame on his desk, then looked back at him. Brian stared back at her, silent. Tracy sighed. "I just talked to her in the hallway. I take it you asked her for help on my birthday present, and she made a suggestion. I like the gift, though. I'll keep it." "Oh, and she made sure I knew you took me to her favorite restaurant." "Sounded a lot like someone trying real hard to point out you and she are pretty close." "I'd hoped it wouldn't come to this. Lizette and I became friends. We aren't anymore." "I guess you want to know everything else?" "That would be nice." Now, why did his face look like that? With his mouth downturned and his eyes scrunched up all weird. It freaked Tracy out. His face showed sorrow mixed with remorse and confusion, and she had the crazy urge to place her arms around him and comfort him. Try to stop him from hurting. Must have been a reflex emotion, something she felt because she loved him. Then she remembered she was hurt too. So she stayed put and kept her arms crossed in front of her. "I'm not sure where to start," he said. "At the beginning." "Honey, I can't," he stammered. I can't." Now Tracy was honey? Oh, please. Now she had to become the Oprah Winfrey of the room, asking simple and direct questions. Back straight, shoulders steady. Here we go. "Do you love her?" Tracy asked. "Of course not."